This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm here with Sam and Dan from Architects at Leeds Festival. How are you guys doing today?
I'm very good. Sam, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Quite hot, actually.
I heard from your tour manager that yesterday you had a great crowd at Reading. It went really well.
How's your take on it? We had a very good crowd.
Mental, actually.
Yeah?
Really good crowd.
Yeah, 6 albums, 10 years, you get a good crowd. No, it was very, very good. It was a big night for us, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Obviously, you released your new album, Lost Forever, Lost Together, this year. Already had a great reception. You won Best Album at Kerrang Awards.
Too right,
of course. How does it feel now?
Name one that was better.
It was great, actually. It was really nice to have like the set full of them and have it out for a while, you know, so people really knew it. And, yeah, yesterday was amazing. Just so many sing-alongs, really. That's the fun part of it.
Last time we were in the UK, we did a week, and the album came out 3 days into the tour. So even by London, which was the last show, the album had only been out 4 days. So this was the first time we really got to play the songs to a crowd that was really acquainted with the songs. And it was great. It was just really crazy. Yeah, everything sort of just continues to get better and better lately. And you know, as I've said, we've been out for 10 years, so. And we sort of taken a very slow route to any kind of success with the band, so we're still surprised. I mean pretty much every show this summer we come off stage like being like, wow, that was crazy. I can't think of many that haven't been like that. So we're just constantly surprised this year. I mean, and just yes, they were just more of the same. You know, we knew it'd be good.
I want to talk about the album a bit. It's obviously kind of a throwback to some of your older sounds, but in a way it's definitely looking forward in terms of the style. It's very different to the last record, and it's certainly very different to Go Now and Live. It's you know, you're always making records that seem to sort of differ quite well. You never seem to write the same record, which is obviously good, but what kind of things influenced you this time? What made you sort of bring out
heavy?
Yeah, we just wanted to be really heavy, really. That was it. We just went in and was deliberately trying to write bits that were just almost too heavy.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it? Our most successful record is the heaviest, and perhaps some people would say that. I don't know. It's obviously accessible in its own kind of way, but I mean, our mum was very concerned. What's the new album going to be like? You know, you got to get a job.
Yeah, not always. So.
It's really, really heavy. Are you sure that's the right thing to do? Dan, are you sure? Are you sure that's the direction you should take? We're like, well, you know, we'll see. Yeah. And it was the right direction. So.
Your mum's listened to your records a lot?
No.
I think my mum does a bit, yeah. She's a proud mum. Yeah. Yeah, she's not a metalcore fan as such. My mum's more of a Biffy Clyro, Mumford & Sons fan, which is fine. Yeah. But she's obviously curious about it all, and she knows it's obviously my brother is the guitar player as well, who writes everything for the band, and she can't help but be like curious about, you know, things with the band. And she's also a worrier, because she's going, what are you gonna do, stop playing in this silly band. And I don't know, I'm kidding, but she's, you know, happy that it's working out now.
For you guys, has this album stood out especially, the writing process, the making of it?
I think it's just been really fun, hasn't it, really? I think that's the kind of, we just kind of did what we wanted, and somehow it really worked. It's quite strange, really.
In the studio, I think we all had a good feeling, you know, like we were onto something. Like, we were excited listening back, being like, I think people are going to really like this. And, you know, we had that gut feeling about it, and I think our gut feeling was right. You know, it's 6-7 months since the album's come out, it's just been a dream come true, really. You know, it's just everything, you know, getting a top 20 record, winning the Kerrang Award, and just, I mean, and it's the global sort of reception we received. You know, it's not just here, you know, Europe, Australia, Asia, America, for the first time ever, America sort of is sort of paying attention to our band. And so it's just, it's just been unbelievable.
Run everything. talking about America, from what I've sort of seen, if it's fair to say, you kind of had a kind of a hard time in America to start off with.
Yeah, for sure. It was really difficult actually out there at first. And that's the thing, on the last tour we did with Let Live out there, the album had been out for a while, and we had a few shows on that tour where it was like, I mean, they weren't like, you know, like last night, but I think because we'd worked so hard in America, it kind of felt like we finally found our feet out there, so it was
I think it was our ninth US tour, you know, and I think US tours aren't like UK tours where you play for a week, you go there for 6 weeks, you know, and
it was only like the second time we'd been out of the New York.
Yeah, I mean, when we did Warped Tour before that, there was sort of a little bit of a stir, but we still didn't feel confident. We had never done a club tour that had been good, and we as I said, we've been there nine times, so the first like seven, yeah, we would go, maybe this time's going to be different, maybe it'll be better, maybe people will have started paying attention to us, and we'd play the first show and we go, no, still hate us.